This podcast is part of the Acast Creator Network.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Hello and welcome to The Stand with Eamon Dunphy. Now, the Premier League this weekend was exciting, as it always is. Also, unpleasant in many ways at Everton. An Aston Villa player was hit by a bottle. And in the Tottenham-Chelsea game yesterday at Chelsea, Tottenham players had stuff thrown at them and Spurs fans were throwing stuff at Antonio Rudiger, who is a provocative character. But this is a nasty development in the game now. But to discuss the football and indeed what's happening at one very big club, Everton, and indeed at Spurs, where I'm joined by Liam Brady and John Giles. John, let's talk about the football first. Manchester City away to Southampton. This time last week, everyone was saying they're home and dried. But the gap has been narrowed at the weekend. They only drew 1-1 with Southampton, which is interesting because Southampton also had a 0-0 draw at Manchester at the Etihad. So what do we make of this, John?
Well, it's nonsense, Eamon. It's nonsense.
It's 75% possession. Yes, 76% actually, 24% for Southampton, but struggled to get the job done.
Yeah, they didn't play well, Eamon. I was amazed at Guardiola's response after the match, where he said, I don't know whether he had a needle with the lad asking him the questions, you know, Eamon,
yeah.
But it's as good as we played this season. It was a really good top performance. It wasn't a good performance at all.
No.
I didn't think they played well. They had a lot of the ball. Because Mick and Richards afterwards saying, well, you know, they must have played well because they had 75% of the ball. But that doesn't mean you're playing well, scoring goals, because you're going backwards or you're going sideways. You can have possession of the ball, which is ridiculous.
Yeah.
So I don't think they played well at all, Eamon.
No.
I think the response in the media to the season's over and all this is all nonsense.
Absolutely.
Got 15, 16 matches to play yet.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, it's ridiculous, and they definitely didn't play well. They went one behind, as we know, and they finished up getting a draw from the match. But I don't remember them making any chances. I thought there was a lot of possession, right enough, but they were going backwards and sideways. They didn't really look like scoring. So I don't know what was in Guardiola's head when he was given the post-match interview, Eamon. But anyway, it doesn't matter. There's a long, long way to go, Eamon. A long road to go before this is finished.
Yeah, and it's a road that both you and Liam have been on. Liam, City are 9 points clear of Liverpool. Liverpool have a game in hand, and of course they have to play each other. 1-0 the week before against a Chelsea that were weak, really, and 1-1, got a goal for set piece near the end to level things up. They don't have really a centre-forward. The front three on Saturday, Liam, Grealish down the middle largely, although they switched him wide, Foden and Raheem Sterling. They do have a lot of possession, but there's not a lot of threat there, and there's not a lot of threat in the air either. And Southampton set themselves up, as they did when they played at the Etihad and got a 0-0, they set themselves up to defend their box, Liam, basically. But it's a weird way of playing when you consider how much wealth they have and the fact that you would think they could have got a real good striker in the summer. Of course, they tried to get Harry Kane.
Yeah, well, that's what's... If you wanted to pick something that was missing from the team, that would be it. Aiming an out-and-out finisher.
Yeah.
You know, they've lost Aguero and... and they haven't really replaced him. Jesus wasn't good enough. I never thought he was good enough to fill his boots. And really what Guardiola's doing is chopping and changing the front three round to see if he can find the solution. And to be fair, you know, they've won the last 12 games, Eamon, apart from the game against Southampton. You know, so he has found the solutions to win matches.
Yes.
And they've been very impressive in some of the games. I thought they were a bit lucky against Arsenal. What was it, about 3 games ago?
Yes.
Arsenal had a chance to beat them.
Yeah, there was controversial decisions in the game as well.
Yeah, but indiscipline cost Arsenal, didn't it? Xhaka gives a penalty away, and then Gabriel got himself sent off with 2 silly yellow cards. So, you know, City, it was 2 points dropped because, as you say, they had 70% possession. Sterling had a couple of good chances, and we said he didn't put them away. He hit the goalkeeper, you know, instead of finishing.
Yeah, that was
the center.
Yeah,
but, you know, it's a very healthy lead, Eamon. Liverpool have a game in hand. They can reduce it to 6. I, like John, don't think it's over, but it's a very healthy lead.
Yeah. John, that miss that Liam referred to there, Sterling, it was an unbelievable miss, wasn't it?
Yeah, but yes, but funny enough, Eamon, the last couple of weeks, he's played well, Sterling.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, okay.
Played very well against Chelsea. He got Alonso in all kinds of trouble.
Yeah, he's played well. And the thing is with City, I mean, you have to take it for what it is. Of course, they could do with Harry Kane. They could do with Aguero. They haven't got him.
Yeah.
But he's made the most of the team or the players he has at his disposal at the moment to do what they're doing.
Yes.
You know, that's the first points they've dropped in 12, 13 matches, Eamon, which is remarkable. Really, getting the goals that they're getting, they're not conceding many goals. To do what they're doing. I mean, whether that's going to catch up with them or not, it remains to be seen.
Yeah, let me ask you actually about Liverpool, because Liverpool beat Crystal Palace 3-1 at Palace yesterday. They were blessed in many ways, John, and they did not play well at all.
No. They played well. It goes back, Eamon, to something we spoke about a long time. This high line situation. Now, every time a team gets, say, to the halfway line, they're pushing out.
Yeah.
And Van Dijk was caught. Well, they were caught a couple of times yesterday. One for the goal, and the goalkeeper was brilliant yesterday.
He was man of the match, which is a sure sign that they were very fortunate to win.
Yeah, they got a dodgy penalty at the end to make it 3-1. So Liverpool weren't impressive yesterday. They were, at times they were going forward, obviously, and they are missing players, as we know, with Salah and Mane and that.
Yes.
But they do have this weakness they've had for a while, of playing a high line, which lets teams in very, very, very easily. If they continue to do that, then they will continue to lose goals. So they have their own problems. You know, City have theirs trying to score goals. Liverpool don't have that when they're Salah and Mane back. They're scoring great goals and they're brilliant. But they're more likely to concede more goals than City, funny enough.
John, both of us, we had a conversation after that game yesterday, and I have thought for some time that Virgil van Dijk just has lacked a yard, and that graceful ease, he covered the ground with... he is such a great player, but I think he might have lost the yard. And you said it to me yesterday. You think so too, don't you?
Yeah, I did. I mean, you know, he's a terrific player, as we know. But the main thing about him was this brilliant sprint or long distance running, always in you know, very, very well balanced and that. And just this season, you know, players are going past him a little bit more than they had in previous season. Obviously, he's had a long injury, and it's a very, very serious injury. But I think it has taken effect on him, really. You know, he's not quite as sharp as he was. Maybe it's a lack of match practice. Maybe you get that back, I don't know.
Yeah.
But it's lacking there. But it was an amazing game at Liverpool. I mean, they started off well. They got in 2 in front. They were killing Palace. And then Palace came into it well in the second half. And the goalkeeper, really, as you say, was man of the match. And deservedly so. He was brilliant for Liverpool yesterday. He actually saved them in the long run.
And they got a penalty they didn't deserve.
Well, it wasn't a question. I don't think it was a penalty anyway.
No,
I don't think it was a penalty. And it came at a good time because Palace were on top. They had a chance to get an equaliser, and that obviously killed them off.
Right, Liam, that injury had an ACL, it's a cruciate ligament, knee ligament. It's deadly. In our time, that was the end, wasn't it, really? But it's certainly deadly. And the idea, I don't know if you've noticed anything in Van Dijk. I just noticed it and I didn't say anything even to you guys, but just say it's a half a yard. And if you're playing a high line, it matters.
Yeah, well, yeah, I got a cruciate ligament snapped, Eamon, when I was 31. And really, I was never got back to anywhere near what I was before I got the injury. You know, I was picking up other injuries. My back was sore, my groin was sore. I just never got the fitness that I had back. And perhaps he is suffering because of that injury, and perhaps he has lost it. But there is a casual streak in him, Eamon, isn't there?
There is.
He kind of, against Palace, he stepped out looking for an easy way out. He stepped up trying to play the guy offside. Yes. You know, he shouldn't be doing that. He's fast enough, or he used to be fast enough, to rely on his pace to match anybody, really. But I saw against Palace, he was casual. He was stepping out looking for offside. And him and, was it Matty playing alongside him?
Yeah, I had a nightmare.
Yeah, they were all over the place. And Palace got in behind them so many times. It was only really that penalty that sealed it for him. And I didn't think it was a penalty either, to be quite honest.
Yeah, that's interesting that your reference to your own injury. John, just a final question on this, because you'd have seen a lot of it as well. If you lose half a yard, you tend to give yourself, a bit more time. It doesn't work if you were always going to get there with your, pace that he maybe has lost. A half a yard or a yard you lose is vital when you're trying to play someone offside, isn't it?
Yeah, well, it's always going to be vital, Eamon, defending, attacking, whatever it might be, because that half yard is the one that makes them great or players great and that. But they've had this high line for a while, Eamon, and this is even worse, you know what I mean?
Yes, it is like, worse, and more extreme.
And more extreme, because even with his pace, if it was Liam referred to it there, one of the when they got through for the goal, like he just stepped out.
Yeah.
You know, he could have given himself 10 yards, 12, make sure that they don't get out. But Liverpool have been doing that for a while.
Yeah.
And if you've lost a bit of pace, as Van Dijk might have done, it makes it 10 times worse, because you can't recover from it then.
Yeah.
And, that's what they've been doing. And I think if they play against better teams, it's even going to be more obvious. And the thing is, there's no need to do it.
Yeah.
You know, if you defend with the players that they have, Van Dijk and that, you don't have to be playing offside all the time, because it's touch and go whether you're doing the right thing or not. Whereas if you stay back and defend the way you should defend, is it right, is it not right? You know, you just do it and you do it well.
Yeah, just before we move on from that, Liam, I think Van Dijk was out for 8 or 9 months. That was a reckless challenge by Pickford, the Everton goalkeeper. It was a horrible challenge that caused the injury. But I think they've improved, haven't they, the repair job, if you like, in the modern game. In your time, how long were you out for when you got it?
About 10 months, Eamon. Yeah.
It's a killer, isn't it? And you've got to train on your own.
Yeah, best part of a year. I had to go up to Lillishall and rehabilitate, get my knees strong again, now they're able to do much, as you say, they're able to do much better things. I actually think they can take tendons from elsewhere in your body and put, repair the ligament, So, it stopped me, it finished me really that I was never the same player after that. But I was 31 when it happened, and he's a big, strong man, isn't he? So,
he is, yeah. But
let's hope it's not his injury. Because if it is, you don't get it back, Eamon,
Right.
You don't get it back. I remember when Michael Owen started to have hamstring problems, didn't he? And he lost a yard.
Yeah.
Where he was a great player up till that hamstring injury, and he lost a yard. He was never the same again, really.
Yeah.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why UnitedHealthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Okay, we'll move on. John, Manchester United for the second, well, They won 1-0, a goal with 10 seconds left, a very tight call for offside, a brilliant ball from Cavani, and for the second time in a week, Rashford came off the bench to score a goal, and in this occasion, it was a big goal, it was the winner. West Ham will consider themselves a bit unlucky, I think, because they had the ball, they were attacking matches. Now, they're a bit too cavalier, and afterwards, David Moyes and the Irish player who was interviewed said they were naive, and you know, naive is a good description of it, really, isn't it?
Well, it can be, Eamon. You know, like if you do what they're doing, you know, with Moyes, like if they'd gone on to score.
Yeah, well, it was Bowen, who midfield player, who actually could have taken the ball down and shielded it and played the last minute of the game. He tried a trick. Now, Declan Rice said afterwards, you know, we were naive, and that was the moment of naivety.
Well, obviously, if the goal is scored, Eamon, you can't say, well, it wasn't. Do you know what I mean?
I do.
But if the attitude of the manager would be, look, if when we're in possession, regardless of the score, this is what we're going to do. You know?
Yes.
Like, that's what you're doing. Somebody can make a mistake, but I guarantee if they keep doing that, Eamon, there'll come a day when they will score from it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And then we say, well, what a great way to score a goal or to end the game. You know, there was a lot happened after the fella gave the ball away as well, Eamon, you know?
There was, yeah.
And the defender. So I can understand Moyes, the manager, anybody, Eamon, in that position when you lose a goal in the last second of the game. You're not going to be happy about it. You know what I mean? You're going to be really, really upset and disappointed and all the things that go with losing the game in that particular way. But, you know, you could say it's a lesson to be learned that we won't do that in the future. But it's a very, very difficult call in the 90 minutes when they got the ball themselves and they're going for a win.
Now, Liam, it took United that 3 points, took them into the top four, and Arsenal had Burnley at home yesterday, and if Arsenal had won, they'd gone back into the top four. So it shows sometimes what fine margins there are. Shocking 0-0 draw at home to Burnley, 59,000 people at the Emirates, and very, very, very dissatisfied. But they've had to play a lot of football Thursday night. So indeed, Liverpool. Thursday, they played each other in the semi-final of the Carabao Cup to get to Wembley. It's a big occasion. I thought Arsenal just, you know, they started the match with passion. They started the second half with passion, but Liverpool just had too much for them. Yesterday was a bad day. And of course, you could see the strengths and weaknesses in the game on Thursday night.
Yeah, well, Arsenal, they're not good enough, I don't think, Eamon, to be regular contenders for the top four. I think they need some new players and need to get better in the transfer market. I always thought they were going to be a bit short this year. I felt that, you know, fifth or sixth or seventh might be the position. But they had a good run up to that Man City game. They were doing really well up to that Man City game, and it's gone a little bit wrong since then. The squad is not big enough, and don't have an out-and-out goal scorer with Aubameyang having the problems he's got. Don't have him in the squad anymore. He could score you a goal. Lacazette, I think, is a very good player, but he doesn't score enough goals, and he missed a couple of real good chances yesterday. Arsenal, it was a lackluster, maybe tired performance, as you hinted at.
Yes.
But they did have the chances to finish the game, to beat Burnley, and they didn't take them. And that's what one of the players that's missing in the plans going forward has got to be a centre forward who can score goals. Now they're trying to get this Vlahovic from Fiorentina, who's the Serbian striker.
Yes.
He looks the part. He looks very good. But they say Juventus are after him as well, so Arsenal might miss out. But that's the position with all the goings on with Aubameyang. That's the position they need to find a really good player.
Yeah, and it comes back, John, doesn't it, time and time again to a striker. We'll come to Leeds in a moment, but we've already talked about, you know, the fact that City even haven't got 20 goal a year man. Arsenal haven't got it. And just to go to Burnley, you know, Sean Dyche, the coach there, I think he's done a fantastic job over a 10-year period. He's kept them in the league. They've spent nothing. They're battling at the bottom. They're actually rock bottom this morning, and Newcastle just ahead of them. And what do? The board, they sell one of his best strikers, Chris Wood, his lead striker, to Newcastle for 25 million. How do you think he felt after that, John?
Well, he wouldn't be. I think it was in his contract, Damon, as well. You know, I mean, they mightn't have had any choice in that. They had a buyout clause of 25 million, which Newcastle came in for. But
right.
I think he's in big trouble, Eamon. From what I can gather with the owner situation, I think there's some guys they've come in and they don't have any money, Eamon. they still owe money for taking over the club. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, right.
Like they're not coming in like the Newcastle
so
guys.
So the old guys who benefited for 10 years, they've cashed out.
Yeah, but they haven't got the money yet. Funny enough. You know, the guys have come in, Eamon, they're not multi-millionaires that can buy the club and buy players. They can't afford to buy the blooming club in the first place.
Okay.
So Dyche is in a really, really very, very difficult position.
Okay.
Very difficult position. And just I would make a comment on the Arsenal situation as well, Eamon.
Yes,
I mean, Aubameyang has been troubled for a while.
Yes.
Jack has been troubled for a while.
Yes.
You know, I think Arteta's done a good job in many ways. A lot of young players coming
Pepe
in.
Pepe as well is another player they paid 70 million for from Lyon, I think. And he's been a problem too.
You know what I mean? He's got to get rid of those guys. Now it's not easy for him. But the likes of Aubameyang, you're never going to get the best out of these. Jack is the same. And the lad sent off a couple of weeks ago, Gabriel, was it?
Yes.
You know, he's got to get a grip of those players. I think he's done a good job in many ways.
Yes.
Liam would know better than me, obviously. But the young players are very, very good. But they need a couple of the older players. Like, they need Aubameyang with a good character and Xhaka with a good character. And unfortunately, he doesn't have those to bring the young lads along, Eamon. So it's very, very difficult for him in the position he's in.
Yeah, that's an interesting situation in Burnley. It's a horrible situation for Sean Dyche. He's a good pro. He's been a terrific coach. Burnley's a smallish club, and now they've got guys in with no money. They'll have less than no money when they finish with them in the football game. So I want to move on now to Everton, Liam. And this is a great story in one way of the horribleness and the rottenness and the corruption of the modern game. But it's also a sad story because Everton have been traditionally one of the great clubs, and they lost at home to Villa on Saturday. Bottles thrown by the fans, hit one of the Aston Villa players. And the story here is that they have a guy called Farhad Moshiri that they found, a billionaire. He put 500 million in to the club for players. He bought the club, which cost a few million, I'm sure. He's put another 100 million up last week, and the fans are going mad. Liam, what do you get for 500 million in the modern game? He thinks that he's really, he'll have nothing when he's finished, will he? If he keeps going and buying the kind of players that they've been buying at Everton.
Well, it's not actually him, Eamon, it's Usmanov. Usmanov is the man who's spending all the money.
Oh, really?
You remember Usmanov, the guy who had the shares in Arsenal, and
Fighting. No, I got that all wrong. I told Farhad.
No, Moshiri is front man.
The house man.
Yeah, he's the front man. He's Usmanov's right hand man, but it's Usmanov's money.
Okay.
It's Usmanov's money since he's gone there. He sold his shareholding to Kroenke. He knew he gave up.
Okay.
You know, his battle with. Yeah, he gave up his battle with Kroenke, and then he went for Everton, and it looked a good club to get at the time, you know. And if they were going to invest all this money, then that might push Everton, you know, back to where they have been in the past.
Yes,
but the money's been misspent over the course of maybe five years now. But I think Usmanov's got plenty of money, Eamon. I think he could go in for another billion. He wouldn't have any problem, you know what I mean?
Well, let me just tell you some of the players that they spent the money on. Theo Walcott is one of them, who you'll know. A fella called Cenk Tuson. Jean-Philippe Gabani. Moise Keane is another player. Alex Iwobi is another player you know, Liam, former Arsenal player. They spent a lot of money, and yet the best player from all of the players they've brought in is Dominic Calvert-Lewin, who cost $2 million from Sheffield United. But unfortunately, Rafa Benitez, he was injured really early in the season, and it's all gone downhill from there. But your money goes pretty quickly, doesn't it, Liam?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. Well, that's... I couldn't believe when they paid $35 million for Alex Iwobi. I was watching Alex Iwobi week in, week out at Arsenal. And a bit like Walcott as well, there was never enough end product to his game, not to merit that kind of money.
No.
But Arsenal snapped their hands off, you know.
Yeah.
But who was buying the players again? We have this conversation when John is on the program all the time. And John's always on about it. You've got to leave it to the manager to buy the players.
Yeah,
but the manager hasn't been buying the players at Everton.
Yeah,
it's a Dutch guy that I think has just recently lost a job, and he should have lost it a while ago, in my opinion.
Yeah,
because that money was spent badly. The only Dominic Calvert-Lewin, as you say, and Richarlison. I think he's given them something down through the last few seasons. But the rest, wow, they've spent a lot of money badly.
Yeah, John, you can soon do your dough, and we're not referencing Everton here by any means, but there is an awful lot of corruption, an awful lot of people have to be paid, agents on both sides of the deal. There's desperate stuff going on in football. It's always probably gone on, but never quite at the scale it's going on right now. And sometimes you see those Everton fans, and, you know, we all played when Everton was a fine club, wasn't it, John, with a great history?
Yeah, it's a great club, Eamon. But the people involved in it now are making a mess of it. There's two issues here, Eamon. First of all, you have the manager coming in, like Ancelotti, he couldn't wait to get out because he knew he couldn't get control of the place, Eamon.
Yes.
And you see, when you look at football, Eamon, you have a director of football, right?
Yeah.
Most of them we don't know about. They've never really been involved in football. But they're making decisions, which are the most important decisions in the club, of who to bring in and who to get out.
Yeah.
And they're not qualified to judge who to bring in and who to go out. So you finish up with spending money, ridiculous money, on bad players.
Yeah.
So the likes of Ancelotti, who's been in the game all his life, is not allowed, what we can see, to make the decisions on who to bring in and who to give out, which is 90% of the job
Yes. In management.
Absolutely.
Because all managers have a vision, if that's the right word, of what they want on the pitch, I mean. Yep. And the only way to fulfill that vision is to get the players in that you want. Now, if you've got a director of football saying, I'm getting you Joe Bloggs, and you say, I don't want Joe Bloggs, well, whether you want them or not, you're getting them.
Yeah.
It leads to where Everton are, Eamon, mess. But players on the pitch, as you say, buying the lad from Arsenal for 35 million.
Yeah.
Like, you have to be an idiot to do that. In football in terms.
Or something else.
Or something else. And then you come into the agent situation, which you refer to there, which is another game again in the dealings of what's going on. The agents are making more money than anybody else because the agents actually are agents for the players, only for the players, and they should be looking after the players. They finish up doing deals with the clubs.
They do indeed, and we better stop. Liam, just to make a point, you referenced Steve Walsh there, who, of course, he gained his renown at Leicester. He left Leicester in 2016 after they won the Premier League. He got N'Golo Kante and Riyad Mahrez in for nothing, really. And there is a legend that says when he was at Leicester, he wanted to sign Andy Robertson, Harry Maguire and Erling Haaland for a combined 25 million, but nobody would give him the money.
He had a great track record at Leicester. He's actually Mickey Walsh's brother. He used to
a terrific Irish international
for Everton and played for Ireland. Yeah, a good pal of mine as well. And I think Steve Walsh did a great job at Leicester, but for whatever reasons, I don't know, he didn't seem to be able to pull the same trick off at Everton. And they didn't give him that long now, Eamon. I think it might have been 18 months, 2 years.
Yes.
And he was moved out when Usmanov and Moshiri came in. And they got this guy from Holland, I think his name is a bit like Van Dijk or something like that, same as the Liverpool player. But he, I'm afraid, has spent the money awfully, awfully badly.
Right, just two more big issues to talk about. One, John, let's talk about Spurs-Chelsea, or Chelsea-Spurs as it was yesterday. Mm-hmm. A comprehensive victory in the end for Chelsea, and a really great goal scored by Ziyech, who hasn't shown a lot since they signed him. It's about a year ago that he's been there now, but he scored a really good goal at Brighton during the week to win the game, or to set up a win. And he scored a really good goal, a great goal yesterday. That was something else. Out of the top drawer in the first to second minute of the second half when it was 0-0 and they looked like they needed a break.
Yeah, well, in the end, Eamon, they won well.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Spurs are not there, Eamon. I mean, he's doing a good job with what he has. But it showed yesterday and it showed in the last couple of weeks, particularly when they played Chelsea. You know, Levy has got to get his hand in his pocket.
Yeah. I think Conte will have to get his hand in Levy's pocket.
If he can. If he can, Eamon. You know, he's making sounds at the moment that I saw in the paper there last week. Yeah, we need players. We need to get some players in. And, you know, if I don't get them in this season, I'll be off.
Yeah, Liam, you know Conte, you know his reputation. We all, I think, the three of us admire him, what he's done as a player, indeed, as manager of Italy, and of course at Juventus and at Inter. He was interviewed after the match, Liam. He's only signed an 18-month contract, and he was very, very good. He wouldn't criticise the club for not spending money, he said, if our players are no good, we don't have the players. Look at this squad. He said, I looked up at the Chelsea bench and there was about seven or eight internationals there and we've got nothing and we need to spend money. But he didn't get more specific. He's a classy guy, I think. And it was fascinating. But he gave the distinct impression, as John said, that he'll be off if they don't. Because he went, they were eight games unbeaten in the Premier League up to yesterday. And he referenced that number as well and said, you know, that's not bad, given the players we've got.
No, he did really well. He got Tottenham pushing for that top four place. And they're still in with a very good shout. Because I don't think Manchester United are going to, you know.
They're not nailed on anyway, Liam.
No, they're not nailed on. It's up for grabs, that fourth spot. It really is. And Conte's got Spurs into contention.
And they've got four games in hand, Liam, of Chelsea. They've two games in hand of Manchester United, three games in hand of West Ham, and a game in hand of Arsenal. So you're absolutely right on that.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I was reading an article about this situation in the paper this morning, and they're saying he will be gone. He will be gone because he just won the league at Inter, Eamon, and then they told him that he had to sell players.
Yeah.
And he just said, well, if that's the way it's going to be, I'm off, you know.
Yes.
And I think he would do the same, but I can't believe that Levy won't give him money to go into the transfer market. Maybe not just now, because, you know, there are no great players that you're going to get this time of the year.
Yeah.
So maybe at the end of the season, Levy will have to support him. Otherwise, he will be off. And Tottenham fans can get, you know, they've got the hump a bit with Levy, you know, so the pressure will be on Levy to spend money, you know, but they've spent it badly as well. Was it Mourinho who bought Ndombele? Was it?
Yes.
You know, they spent $60 million or something for that lad, and he hasn't.
No.
He's not even training with Conte. Doesn't even have him training with the first team. You know. So
yeah, and
there's another one to add to the list of transfers that you're scratching your head.
Yeah, John, they have a guy called Tanganga playing right back. He's a killer. He got booked early on yesterday and they had to take him off in the end. But for the goal, the first goal, he actually had Mason Mount, I think it was. He had him, but he couldn't tackle him because one more tackle, he was gone.
Yeah.
And he wriggled out, got the ball to Ziyech, and it was in the back of the net. But Conte's a serious and very respected figure in the game, and really matches United should have got him, shouldn't they?
Oh, yeah, definitely, Eamon. I mean, that's another day's work, Eamon.
Yes.
But, I mean, what he's done at Spurs so far is really, really a top job, Eamon, with the players he has. Tagayanka, whatever your name is.
Tagayanka.
I mean, the three out of the back four, yes, they were hopeless players.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And he's got little or nothing, Eamon. I mean, but it shows the Spurs over the years what a mess they've made. Whether they gave any of the managers the money to do or not do it. I mean, when Pochettino was there, Eamon, he performed miracles.
He did, yeah.
He got them into the Champions League for 4 years without spending any money. And Harry Kane was on tuppence a week and Dele Alli. I mean, Dele Alli has been a huge disappointment since he got the big money. He's a total waste of time, and you see Conte won't have him at all. But what he's done so far at Spurs has been, and it's only a short time, it's been a really remarkable job with what he's got.
Yes.
You know, imagine Conte with the players that Manchester United have doing a job with them, for example. But anyway, that's another day's work. But if Levy doesn't back him, he'll walk out. He won't stay there, Eamon. Definitely won't.
A controversial decision in that game, John, was disallowing Harry Kane's goal when he was deemed to have pushed Thiago Silva. I thought he did push him. What did you think?
He pushed him.
Yeah. So the goal.
People are saying, well, it wasn't much of a push or not. What the hell was he pushing him for in the first place?
Yeah.
You know,
okay.
I mean, he was going for the ball. Like the player was going away, but I think he would have still got the ball anyway. But if you push somebody aiming on the pitch in that way, it's a foul. You don't have to be pushing with two hands. Well, why would he push him at all?
Yeah.
You're not allowed to do that.
Right. There was just one other thing I wanted to say to both of you. We don't think a lot of nonsense talked on punditry on television and all of that, but sometimes, once in a while, someone really good comes along. Jimmy Floyd Hasselbank was a really good player, played for Chelsea. He's on Sky now quite often. He's a terrific pundit, in my view. He knows the game. He's articulate. He's got a lovely disposition. He was on with Keane yesterday and Jamie Redknapp. And it's brilliant to see someone as articulate as him, John, and Liam. Liam, in particular, he was talking about Lukaku and his problems and as a striker. It's really interesting to see someone emerge as a pundit who really knows what they're talking about and has the vocabulary to back it up.
Yeah, well, you know, He was a very, very good player at Chelsea. He's been involved in management as well.
Yes.
So he deserves what he's getting, Eamon, the more time, because he
yes.
is good. I would agree with you that he's been very, very impressive, and he's got a good manner with everybody, and he's not frightened to say
no,
what he feels.
You
know? No, good luck to him.
John?
Oh, I like him, Eamon. I like him. He's you know, the rest of Micah Richards drives me crackers, talking here. All he's doing is having a laugh.
Yeah,
he's you think he had a blue shirt on, Eamon.
Ah, yeah, well, that's
what
he is.
It's always us and we and that.
Yeah.
Well, when you know, you did a funny, Liam did it, I did it. You have to be neutral when you go on there doing stuff. It's Manchester City, you have to do it. It's like the other guy, the Liverpool player, he's going to have his red shirt on.
Yeah.
And it's ridiculous. I can't stand it, listening to them talking about us and we and that. And she'll be making their observations of whether it's for or against the teams that they play for. It's absolutely ridiculous. But the lad you're talking about is very, very good. He's articulate.
Yeah.
He says what he wants to say. And he knows what he's talking about. He's not talking rubbish like most of the others are doing, Eamon. He's fresh air to the whole lot.
Right. Speaking of objectivity, Leeds, John, they got beat 1-0 by Newcastle. It's a very bad result. It was a home game. They badly need a striker, don't they? And our friend isn't back yet.
Bamford,
Patrick Bamford, yeah. So tell us objectively what Leeds' chances of staying
up are. I only saw the highlights, Eamon.
Yeah.
I didn't see the match because it wasn't on my television anyway. But I saw the highlights. And I thought they looked quite good,
yeah.
Eamon, in it. They looked a bit unlucky to lose there. To lose the game. Of course, they need Bamford back, they need Phillips back as a club. But there was a bit of life about them that I saw last week when they played at West Ham. You know, a few weeks ago, there wasn't much there. But it looked as if they were a bit unlucky to me in the match. And I'm not putting a white shirt on for this because I didn't see the whole game.
Doesn't sound good, does it, Liam? Go on. Anyway, go on.
But they looked like, they looked as if they were lively and doing, and they missed some chances, Eamon. That's all I can say about it.
Okay, you'd never guess, would you, Liam, that John played for Leeds?
he was a great player at Leeds, and he has his heart. A lot of his heart is there, I suppose, and he wants them to stay up. And I think he likes Bielsa, and so don't we all do the way
yeah,
they're trying to play.
Absolutely, yeah.
But, you know, if you have players out injured. Are so important, like Bamford.
Yes,
you're not going to be top half of the table with the squad he has.
No,
but I don't think they'll have any problem staying up.
No, I don't either. Well, it's always great to talk to you, lads, John Giles and Liam Brady, the two great players and two great pundits. Except when John's talking about Leeds, when he's just as bad as Micah Richards.
No, I can't sleep now. You keep that up, Eamon.
I'm grateful to John and to Liam, to all of you for listening. That's all we have time for now. We'll talk to you soon.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.